Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life medium? Then this is the podcast for you. In this show, you'll learn how to open your heart to spirit, hear adventures I've experienced as an award-winning psychic medium and teacher. Plus, I'm going to give you some psychic information and insight into what the future holds for our increasingly crazy world. Tune in every Friday and get ready to connect to the other side. I'm Jen, and I'll be your guide starting right now.
Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, and I want to say hey to all of the new followers. Since I last recorded an episode of the Singing Medium podcast, I have had a lot of growth on Instagram and TikTok, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for all of that. I believe it is a combination of my birth chart. I've got something, some planet, Jupiter, and some, maybe my 10th house, I think, and that is helping me get seen by more people. And also, I also believe it has something to do with my beliefs upgrading as we continue to do the work on ourselves and we try to understand ourselves and why do we believe the things that we believe and energy and all these amazing things that we're all encountering every single day that we're alive. We are alive and we need to celebrate that. I don't know why I'm saying that, but that's what I feel like I need to say. So this episode is going to be about Florida. Who cares? Florida, blah, 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 blah. No, I mean the energy of Florida. And it has a combination or two part to it of one of my personal recent vacation to Florida. However, it intertwines with the energy of what is currently happening in Florida. And as we all know, it's hurricanes. Oh, but Jen, it's hurricane season. It's normal to have hurricanes in Florida. If you live there, you know that there are hurricanes all the time, Jen. Okay. Yeah. I know this. I know this to be true, but I want to invite you to open your mind, your third eye mind, and to feel into when you see a post about the hurricane. I want you to feel into it. Does it feel like, yep, that is a natural, completely organic hurricane, and everything is wonderful. It just happens all the time. It's been happening for centuries, Jen. Where have you been? Or does it have a feeling of like, well, that's weird. Well, that is weird. Right? And that's what I'm talking about. We are in the midst of a spiritual awakening on a massive, massive scale. And those who are awakened to the truth, which is an uncovering of all the lies we've been told, it's pretty hectic, pretty overwhelming it can be. So managing your energy is going to be part of this as well, too. Learning how to manage your energy, energy management. But right now, I want to concentrate on the feeling, the knowings, your psychic abilities, your intuition. If you don't want to study your psychic abilities and you don't want to come to my school, that is okay. I want you to experience the school of life. You go out there and you're going to experience the school of life. And I want you to feel into the energy of everything that you do. Feel into everything that you see. Question everything, right? If you don't have a little bit of a like, oh, that's weird feeling by now, I don't know what to tell you. It's just going to be like that the rest of your life. And that is unfortunate because when you are wide awake and your third eye is open and you've decalcified your pineal gland and you're meditating all the time and you're really getting to know yourself and you're doing the work and maybe you're microdosing and maybe you're connected to God, whatever, that is when the magic happens. It's magical. It's terrifying, but it's also magical. So I'm going to tell you a story about Florida from my recent trip there and how it connects to leading up to the energy of what was to come while I was there, was building the energy that was building that I wasn't aware of. And I couldn't understand my personal energy when I was in Florida. And now I understand it. I understand why my energy was the way it was and why I felt certain things that I don't normally feel when I'm there in that area. And it all makes sense now. That's the thing with intuition and energy is sometimes it's not going to make sense right away. And I, even for someone who is a trained, developed, psychic, award-winning, you know, wrote a book on intuition, I still sometimes do not understand, okay, until after And that's what happens sometimes. So let me explain what I mean. So if you know me, and if you don't know me, please follow me on elevate.hersoul on Instagram, because that's where all the fun happens. Okay. I go to Florida at least, I would say, 3 times a year. Okay. Now that seems excessive. Like, why do you need to go to Florida 3 times a year? Why do you need to do this? It's just something that my soul loves to do. My soul's like, okay, it's time to go to Florida, start checking flights. So, it is October now, and we went for the third or second time for 2024. My daughter, myself, my other daughter, and her boyfriend, we all went to Florida this time. Now, this is what we normally do. So for the first 3 or 4 days, we stay in Orlando at the same hotel. So we're familiar with everything. Then we go to Disney World for 1 day. So we pick a park and we go for 1 day, because I ain't a millionaire and we don't go to every park. Then we rent a car and we drive 2 hours across the state, and we go to St. Petersburg and Treasure Island, and we stay in the same motel by the ocean. You don't stay on the ocean. We walk across the street to the ocean. Okay. We go to, where are those stores? Salt Life. We go to the gift store where all the beachwear is. We buy a hoodie. We do the same thing every time. We go to St. John's Pass. We do all the things. Pretty much the same every time. Now, if you know me, you know that I love Florida. If I didn't love Florida, why would I go 3 or 4 times a year, right? I love Florida. I don't know why I love Florida. I just love it. Some people are like, Florida as a whole, we don't care about Florida. I'm from Canada. I love Florida. Okay. Yes, I know that Disney World is evil. Yes, I know there's tunnels underneath. Yes, I know, blah, 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 blah. I love to go there. Okay. It's been a dream of mine for years to go to Disney World. And when I finally got to go there, it was a dream come true, literally. So I'm very grateful to be able to go to these parks and have experiences and build memories with my family and my children. Okay. So this time we went, and I'm always so happy in Florida. It is like paradise. I have been to Bali. I have been to Costa Rica 2 times. I have gone to Peru. I have gone to these other beautiful places. I've been blessed to go travel. And I'm telling you, I always go back to Florida. Florida is the one place that I love to go to. So we get there, and from day one, everything felt weird. Everything was going wrong. So normally when we get there, we're happy. We're like, woohoo, energy's high. We know everything's going real smoothly for the most part. We get the right room. We get there. They give us this really sketchy end of the hall room with like a big mud puddle out front of this room that we normally stay at. It's dingy. The outside is water everywhere. It is like in the corner of a sketchy part of like the corner where people could murder us. That's the room they gave us when we get there. So right away, I'm like, this is not going well. So I go down there. No big deal. Can we please change the room? Yep. You need to upgrade for $25. Here's my money. We upgrade to a nicer room that has the view of the pool. Great. No problem. The next day we go to Disney Springs. Now this is the stuff we do every time. Okay. The next day we go to Disney Springs. And what had happened was, this was sort of not really a last minute trip, but I had a scheduling conflict with some readings that I had booked previously. And so a week before, I had emailed every one of my clients and asked them if they were okay with rescheduling to the week after. And one person did not respond to me, and I didn't think anything of it. I just assumed she got the email. Well, the next day we're at Dunkin' Donuts, and I have this really overwhelming thought. I need to reach out to this client. And she hops on the Zoom, and I'm like, there is no Zoom today. And then everything went to crap with my business that week. This woman was very upset, very devastated. Understandably, she didn't get the email. It was back and forth. I had to be constantly on the phone with my assistant, Tony. I'm like, help me with this. Everything was going wrong day two. Also day two, going to Disney Springs, I didn't feel well. We were there for maybe an hour. I was like, we need to go. I don't feel well. So the energy was starting to affect, the energy of Florida was starting to affect me, and I didn't realize what was going on. I just thought, these are weird things. This is not how Florida normally goes. And then what happened next? So I noticed that I wasn't super happy the whole time. I noticed that I had to sort of pump myself up every day. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm in Florida. Great, let's go. Now we're going to do this. Then we went to, on the third day, we went to Epcot. I've never actually been, I've been, technically I've been to Epcot before, but maybe just for like a couple hours and never the whole thing. I didn't realize what, anyways. So we decided we're going to Epcot. As soon as we get there, I'm like, I don't like it here. Now you would think someone who has never been able to afford to go to Disney World or really wants to take, it's a dream of theirs to take their children to Disney World. I promise you, I'm not being a horrible person. I am very grateful that I get to go there. And if you want to take your kids there, you definitely can do that one day, even if you believed you can't, because that was me 10 years ago. And now I've gone a few times. Even going to Epcot, I'm like, I don't like this. I'm trying to get lightning lanes. None of the lightning lanes are working. None of the Genie Plus is not working, whatever you call it. We try to go on Guardians of the Galaxy. You need to pre-book it. And it was just, nothing was working. There was a drink on TikTok I saw. Go to this secret menu. Go to this one bar and get this drink. It was gross. Like, what is going on? What is going on? And it was a constant battle of like, oh my God, this is, I feel so bleh. Like, I didn't, at first, I thought it was because of the backlash I was receiving from a couple clients and people on TikTok and Instagram. I thought it was affecting, but actually I realize now it was Florida, the energy of what was to come. So at the time, by day three, we were not aware of any hurricanes. We were not aware of anything dangerous coming to us. Nothing. It was like maybe 2 days before we got word of this hurricane. So remember, we went from the 16th to the 24th of September. Okay. And I believe the first hurricane hit the 25th or 26th. So this went on and things got worse as we went. We did Epcot. The next day we go to St. Pete's. And as soon as we get to St. Pete's and we get into the motel I've always stayed at, I immediately get sick. I get a migraine. I have chills. I have a fever. I feel horrible. I'm shaking. I can't get warm. I feel so weird. The energy is so heavy in the room and I'm losing my mind. I'm like, what is going on? So I go to the front desk and I'm like, can we do something about this? He's like, well, it's not mold because you can't prove it. And it was just one thing after another. The first night I'm there, I'm sick all night. Now, remember, this has never, ever happened before. Normally, it's like time of your freaking life. I've never been sick in Florida before. I've never felt unhappy in Florida. I have never wanted to go home early before. Okay, now keep this in mind. It sounds like I'm complaining, but I'll tell you what happened, why the reason is that all of this was occurring. So I'm sick for like 3 or 4 days. I was sick until we actually left. Then we decided to move across the street to a different motel because I didn't like that the manager at this motel was not accommodating my needs. And so we go over across the street, which is even, it was a sketchy motel, but I was just happy to be out there. The energy was much better. So we go in there. And that night, I am awake all night with heart palpitations and I thought I was having a heart attack. Okay. So what happened was I went and got cold medicine. Apparently, cold medicine is different in the US than it is in Canada. You have to sign for it. At Target, they're like, you have to sign for this cold medicine. I'm like, what? Intuition, beep, 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 going off. Didn't listen. Took the cold medicine, up all night. I was up from 2 till maybe 5 in the morning thinking how I was going to be able to call 911 in the States when I'm Canadian. How does that work? And how do I leave the kids here without freaking them out by going in an ambulance? And how are they going to pack up all the suitcases and check out on their own? And how are they going to get to me at the hospital? So I just sat through it and I got through it. And I literally thought I was having a heart attack and I didn't know what to do. So luckily it improved. And the next morning I'm like, we got to get out of here. So then I start looking for flights home early. Now remember, love Florida. Florida is my life. Florida is it. Have a drink every time I say Florida. Just kidding. Okay, so I'm looking at flights to go home early. And at this time, we still don't know about the hurricane. I'm like, I really want to go home. All I want to do is go home. Even my kids started saying, can we go home early? I'm like, what is going on? Like, you started getting in mom mode. Like, I spent all this money in Florida and you want to go home? Like, excuse me, but here I am looking online to see if I can get an earlier flight. And I don't know why. I just want to go home early. So it was that the next day after this heart palpitations and me trying to find flights that I got wind of a hurricane was coming in a couple days. And it happened to be like 1 or 2 days after we already had a flight home. So I'm like, okay, we're going to stick it out. And I remember saying, okay, one more day, guys, just one more day. What do you want to do? It's really fun. Like one more day, you know, that's just not like us to be like, we're not having any fun in Florida. And so we finally board our flight. My daughter was a little bit upset, but I'm like, for like no, it was like for no reason, right? There was no reason for her to be upset. And now looking back, I get it. I get it now. So what I didn't realize then that I realize now is that the energy of what was coming, not just the hurricanes, but stay with me here, was affecting our energy. So energy of something to come, obviously, because you're psychic, I'm psychic. It's, you know, future events that you don't know are coming, but you feel like, so like, you know how before the pandemic, a lot of people were like, well, I feel like something's coming, something's going to happen. I just don't know what it is. And you don't, you can't put your finger on it because there's never been a pandemic in our life before, but you knew something was weird and coming. It's the same thing with this. I'm like, I knew something was coming and I didn't know. All I know is it was affecting me. I was crying on the beach. Crying on the beach. Okay. I love the ocean. The ocean is my best friend, and I'm crying at the beach. Okay? That should tell you everything you need to know that Jen was crying at the beach. And so what I feel like is I was tapped in to the fear of what was coming, to the manipulation of a hurricane being engineered, picking that up. I was picking up everything that was going on, what people were doing, that people were going to have to evacuate, that there's going to have to be, there was so much fear. I remember seeing like just a couple days ago, the mainstream media is like, if you don't get out of Florida, you're going to die. Like total fear. It's going to be category 20. Not really, but you know, it's going to be this horrible thing. If you don't get out, you're going to die. Just full of fear. So I was tuned in and tapped in to all of this that occurred after we left. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense or not. So if you're on TikTok or you're on any kind of thing, you're going to see, especially X, Twitter, you're going to notice a lot of the truths coming out about people are doing videos about weather manipulation. I did one about there's a Google patent for a hurricane machine manipulating energy. That's been around for hundreds of years, maybe not that long. And the energy of that, of the pure evilness of wanting to injure people and ruin people's lives and have people leave this world on purpose to have an agenda played out on a grander scheme, that energy is bigger than even the hurricane itself that I felt. Okay? So when you go back and if you talk about those videos on social media that you're seeing, that is truth. So when you see something, you're like, oh, that's weird. That has a weird vibe to it. Pay attention to that because it is your intuition. It is, you are picking up energy. Now, if I had realized in Florida what was going on and why my mood was and everything was literally falling apart and being like everything that was negative was coming at me from all angles, that's a powerful energy of what is happening in Florida, what was leading up to Florida. So I'm wondering also if there was conversations being had about how we're going to launch this, how we're going to, I know I sound crazy, but go Google the patent and up. I will go put it in my show notes. How's that? I will put the Google patent to the hurricane machine in the show notes because I also said this concept to Chad and he looked like I was crazy, which I'm used to that look. But I'm like, he's like, well, how would they do that? But he wasn't like being a jerk, like, well, okay, loser, how would they do that? He literally was curious to know how would they manipulate the energy? How does the government manipulate energy? And so if you're in your head going, that would never happen, be open. Go and look. Go Google it. Go look on the show notes where I'm putting the Google patent right here for you to look at, right? There's a tornado machine, right? There's all these things that we didn't know about, but it's being uncovered. And that is the spiritual awakening on a mass scale. There's always going to be people who saying you're crazy, you're a quack. I'm used to this. This has been going on for 10 years now as I started this business and I started putting myself out there and taking risks and helping people and saying what I get, even if it sounds crazy. You know, that's what I always teach my students is you must take a risk in this work. And if you always play it safe, you will never, ever grow from this. And that is what we want. We want growth. We're here on this planet to grow. And so paying attention to the energy, why am I having everything go wrong? Why do I feel sad when I was happy, when I'm in my happy, I'm literally in my happy place. Why do I feel sad? This is a big thing that's coming up for people to study and learn and develop in is energy management. And the first step to that is like, if I had realized that, I would have used some sacred geometry like the Merkaba, and I would have put that intentionally around me the whole time to keep out the negativity. But at the time, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't realize it till I got home, which is too late. But I'm very grateful that I understand it now, because I was like, wow, that was the worst Florida. People are like, how was your trip? I'm like, meh. They're like, really? Because you know how you feel guilty for complaining that you're on a trip and everyone's like, I wish I was in Florida or Cuba or wherever. That was me. I felt bad for saying it's terrible here. It's literally terrible. I don't want to go home. Nothing is going right. I just want to go home. So paying attention to, why are you previously very, very happy and joyful in the same place, and suddenly, what's the energy of the land? What's the energy of what is brewing? Literally, a hurricane is brewing. Okay, the hurricane was brewing, but I didn't know until 2 days before we left. And I still didn't put it together until now. Okay, so I've talked about this before, about the energy of land. And you must know your energy. You must know your baseline. So if you close your eyes and you take a deep breath in and you just feel your base, feel your energy. I literally can feel my energy. But if I'm so busy doing things, I won't feel it. So you must be quiet and still. There it is. See, I can feel my energy. And so if I had done this consciously, that was random. Someone's FaceTiming me. That's random. Someone I haven't talked to in a long time. That is weird. You need to know your baseline so you know where your energy is. Okay? Then, once you know where your energy is, then you can manage it. But you have to know where your energy is. How big is your aura? Is your aura really, really big, or is it really, really close to you, which is ideally what you would like to do? And I've talked about this before. When you go into a crowd or you go to a grocery store, you're in a concert and you're in a great mood, and then you come home, or you're on the Zoom with 40 people like in my spirit school, and you're all of a sudden you're in a great mood, and then you get into the Zoom room on spirit school and you're like, oh my God, I don't feel so good. I feel a dark energy on me. It's You need to know where your energy is so that you can manage it, because you are powerful. But first, you must become aware of it. And that's what I teach in my school of psychic and mediumship development. Now, I know school has already started, but if you are interested, I will take you on. I will invite you with open arms. We will invite you with open, loving arms for you to develop your psychic abilities and your mediumship abilities and meet a community of amazing, amazing, friendly, happy, joyful people. Okay, so I'm going to leave it here. That is the energy of Florida. If you don't believe me, go Google the patent, which is in the show notes. Thank you so much for leaving a positive review. Please leave 5 stars and a positive review of the Singing Medium podcast. Share the podcast so we can get this out here to more people. And as always, thank you to those who are familiar and have been here for the long haul. I'm very grateful to all of you. I will see you all next time on the Singing Medium podcast.